This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston. You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
And welcome to The Grace Curley Show. I'm your guest host, Toby Leary, sitting in for Grace as she's taking a couple days off. She will be back on Wednesday, and you're here with me for the next 2 days. So I hope you buckle up and strap in for some exciting talk about all things going on in the news, as well as I'm the gun guy. So everybody likes to talk about guns, right? So we do tend to wander off script a little bit and talk about the news and politics of the day when I sit in for the full 3 hours. But you may have heard us every Tuesday on the Grace Curley Show for 2A Tuesday. And we do a segment on the show because there's so much in the news these days around politics and guns and, you know, with school shootings and Supreme Court rulings and gun control legislation, that's it's a seismic activity on a weekly basis. So we try to answer all your questions. And if you want to be on the show today and talk anything you want, we'll kind of do a free-for-all today, 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. And you can also text in. Jared, what is the text if people want to text in?
If you want to text us, you can text to 63566. Just start your message with Curley, C-U-R-L-E-Y.
63566, and it's C-U-R-L-E-Y. All right. So that's how you can get a hold of us here at the Howie Carr Radio Network, sitting in for Grace Curley, 844-500-4242. I'm happy to answer any questions or talk about what it is you got going on in your world, and if you want to comment on the news or bring anything up. But the first thing I woke up to this morning that was a surprise, by the way, it's my birthday. I really shouldn't out myself.
Happy birthday.
Oh, well, thank you.
I know that, Toby.
It's working on my birthday.
That's How does it feel to be 30?
It feels great. I tell you, I never thought it was going to, I'd have lost so much hair by 30, but here I am. So I wish I was 30 again, but there you go. But yeah, I woke up to a pleasant birthday surprise today when I saw the news that Fauci is set to retire. And I said, can it really be true? Like, this would be a wonderful birthday present for someone who I have totally lost all trust in the federal government over just watching Fauci over the last 2 years get before the podium and tell us all kinds of stuff. It's like, you know, I feel like I'm watching Alice in Wonderland, and you never know. You got the Mad Hatter, and you got all these people, and you know the narrative changes on a day-to-day basis. But we'll see if this narrative changes.
You probably should have stayed away from those shrinking pills, though.
The shrinking pills, yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, he is a cartoonish figure in you know, with his nose and his ears,
and the fact that he hunts for Smurfs, yes.
Well, he's apparently going to have a lot more time to hunt for Smurfs and,
bake, you know, cookies and trees.
Yeah, maybe he'll spend some time with the family. Maybe he'll, you know, move on to another career. I don't know. Maybe he's always wanted to move on to something less nefarious, as, you know, gain of function in Wuhan laboratories. I don't know, but we'll see what happens with Fauci. So Fox News rolled out the story this morning. It says, and he laments and says, they're going to try and come after me anyway. I mean, probably less so if I'm not in the job, Fauci says. He expressed regret Americans were no longer listening to his recommendations on masking or vaccines. This is all falling on deaf ears, Jared. Are you not listening to Dr. Fauci anymore? It's becoming more and more difficult to get people to listen because even the people who are compliant want this behind them, Fauci said, pleading for Americans to continue wearing masks in certain situations and getting regular booster shots of the coronavirus vaccine. The rise in coronavirus cases is blamed on the new BA5 variant, by the way, which I heard is the most deadly of them all yet. In an interview with ABC News last week, Fauci continued to stress the importance of wearing masks. Just because people are not wearing masks is not a reason for you not to wear a mask, he said. You can still protect yourself very well with properly fitted, adequate mask.
World's tiniest violin for the world's tiniest tyrant.
Yes, and I hope it happens quickly. We would love to see that retirement party. I'll even donate to the retirement venue and throw that big epic party that you so fittingly deserve as America's most highest paid government official sets to retire. I wonder if his replacement will make the kind of money that he's making. Or do they have to serve for 5 decades before they're making 500 large a year? We'll see. I mean, I guess there's a job opening out there. Maybe Dr. Birx will slide right into that position or something else. Maybe it'll be...
Well, she already wrote her book, so...
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe Major General Rachel Levine can slide into that
yeah,
position.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be a good... I don't know, would that be a lateral move or to go from a cabinet position to a, Director of National Health? Or I don't know. That's a good question. But apparently it pays very well, whatever it is. And however you apply for that job, maybe... I'd like to send in my resume. I'm sure I have a good experience of how to tell people. No, I'm just kidding. I'm the gun guy. I'm not the medical guy. I wouldn't be able to, tell you how to do it. I come from the old school of, rub some dirt, put a little Band-Aid on it and take a Flintstone vitamin and get back out there and drink from the water hose. That's the way I was raised. And, quit crying, kid. put a Band-Aid on it and get back out there. Dinner's not till dark. So anyway, so what do you guys think? Is this going to be, I know nature abhors a vacuum. So what is the world going to do without the magnanimous personality of Dr. Fauci to fill the gap? I mean, he obviously has done so much good that HBO has made a special about him. Was that HBO or was it PBS or someone like that? It was one of those.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly who it was, but that was the one, the documentary that had him in his office surrounded by pictures of himself framed on the walls yeah. and himself as the screensaver.
Right. And it was Fauci, like the name, like, the man, the myth, the legend, like the guy who got us through the world's, most deadly virus in under 2 years.
774 asks a great question. Will Fauci's inevitable going away party require social distancing, masking up, and being vaccinated to enter?
I think it should be all done virtually on Zoom. That would be fitting, would it not? And then everyone can join in the celebration. It doesn't have to be just your closest hacks and political...
It'd be a worldwide celebration, yeah. Like Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve was on the screen that year.
Even his cohorts in the Wuhan lab could join then. They could even have some sort of teleprompter that translates for him and everything. It would be, we might be onto something here. This could be like...
No RSVP from Rand Paul.
This could, well, he might have a backdoor. Someone will leak the password to get him in there and he could at least grill him one more time. I think that would be a good... fitting roast, or it could be done like the old fashioned roasts, like the Dean Martin show where they, stand up, get Ricky Gervais to do it. And, like he does the Oscars and really, send him off on a high note. But I wish him well in retirement. I think he'll do a lot more good in retirement than he would as director of the NIH. But anyway, I don't know. Whatever you guys think about that, 844-500-4242 is the number. Again, we're going to free for all today. I got a lot of news that I want to talk about. Obviously the 74 minutes of tough to watch video has come out from Uvalde. Texas, where you see the forces amassing in the hallway, ready to go in after the active shooter, only to be running back down the hallway and using the hand sanitizer and checking their social media posts and changing their screenshots to the Punisher logo, et cetera, et cetera. What do you guys think about that? I mean, that was some tough to watch video. I know it's funny. On the way up here this morning, I dropped my dog off with the dog, boarding guy that we know. And he knows what I do for a living, and he knows where I kind of stand as far as politics are concerned. And he's not, let's just say it, he's not exactly going to be a Trump voter anytime soon, okay? But he said to me in a very serious voice and said, "What, did you see that video?" And I said, "Yeah, I did." And he goes, he said something to the effect like, "I wish you were there," like, because he knows that you get some serious pipe hitters who are, and I'm not even trained to do that, but he's just paying homage to what I do for a living. And yes, I do firearms instruction and training and whatever, and I probably am not qualified to do what those police should have done. But I tell you one thing, without hesitation, I would have gone. And like the mother, yeah, we'll talk more about this on the other side, but the like the mother who ran in after her daughter, like, you know, that's all it takes. But anyway, we'll be right back. You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. I'm Toby Leary, sitting in for Grace. We'll be right back.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Start the afternoon off right.
Now what? Here comes a girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
Obviously, you can't go on forever. I do want to do other things in my career, even though I'm at a rather advanced age. I have the energy and the passion to continue to want to pursue other aspects of my professional career. And I'm going to do that sometime. I'm not exactly sure when, but I don't see myself being in this job to the point where I can't do anything else after that. So that's the reason. It has nothing to do with pressures, nothing to do with all the other nonsense that you hear about, all the barbs and the slings and the arrows. That has no influence on me.
Hmm. Sure. Okay. All right. Well,
sure, Jan.
So what he's saying is he'd like to go back to school and get a degree and, you know, reinvent himself one more time. He's got
80 is the new 40.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Speaking of that, today's poll question is brought to you by Payne's Patio in Pocasset. For the best selection of outdoor furniture and accessories, go to paynespatio.com. And what is the poll question today, Jared, and what are the results thus far?
Why do you think Dr. Fauci is retiring? To spend time with family, or he sees the writing on the wall?
Or, as he just said, he's got other things, other mountains to climb.
Very small mountains. Ant hills. Mole hills. 100% say he sees the writing on the wall. Nobody believes he is retiring to spend time with family.
It never ceases to amaze me that we get these poll questions that I do that bat 1,000% for a long period of time. So we'll see if that ends up, you know, getting, if that ends up going one way or the other. But anyway, there you have it. So Dr. Fauci has either A, going to go spend some time with the family and wants to retire. But if you believe what he says, he's going to move on and, you know, further advance his career. Because obviously 5 decades in one job wasn't good enough, and he wants to do it before he's too late. All right, enough about him. I'm guilty in talking about him, and I'm one of those type of guys that are like, how can we miss you if you won't go away?
The Fauci ouchie.
I'd like to see him go sooner rather than later, personally, but there'll always be someone there to take his place. Like I said, nature abhors a vacuum, so one tyrant moves and another one fills its void, which obviously you don't need to be that large a figure to fill the void that Fauci is leaving. But anyway, 844-500-4242 is the number if you want to join us on the line today. Would love to take your call and especially talk all things, you know, guns and politics and news of the day, whatever you want to talk about. And before the break, we were talking about the video that has emerged of the, you know, Uvalde, Texas shooting, and, you know, how disturbing it really was. And watching these professionals that are there, and at one point they had amassed 400 police officers to this school, and the stand down orders were given to not do anything. And then the video is just equally disturbing. But a lot of the commentary of the people within the gun industry is the same. You know, these are veterans and retired police. And I've talked to some people who are retired police officers and police officers in general, and they are utterly disgusted by it. But the thing that really rang ironic to me was the woman who was handcuffed for being hysterical, screaming at the police to go in after the shooter and get their kids out. They handcuff her and try to keep her, you know, she finally gains her composure, talks herself out of the handcuffs, and runs into the school and gets her daughter out. And this is an unarmed woman. And meanwhile, you know, the police are stacked up along the wall with their ballistic shields and their vests and their AR-15s and you know, waiting for keys that they didn't need because they didn't try the door, waiting for their ballistic shields that they had. And by the way, those ballistic shields don't stop 5.56 anyway, so I don't know what they were waiting on those for. The bottom line is, when, you know, there's this thing called the Shark Tank analogy, and I've used it in self-defense talk before, where if your Rolex watch falls out of off your wrist down into a shark tank full of great white sharks, are you going to jump in after it? No, of course not. But if your kid falls into the tank, there's nothing you can do to hold me back. I'm going in after the kid, even in shark infested waters. And that's how most parents feel. David, you're first on the Grace Curley Show. Welcome, David.
Thanks, Toby. Just had a couple things. One, Dr. Fauci, the new variant should be called the Fauci variant, because if he wasn't funding the experimentation of gain-of-function research, that virus most likely would not have been here today. And he lied to Congress about the research, and then they finally pinned him in, and he admitted he funded it. So right. The next variant should be called the Fauci variant. But, Toby, one thing I observed, if you look at that school, I'm not sure exactly why the police officer didn't do this, but the windows outside, the guy was in the classroom shooting his students. If you look at the windows, they're only about 3 feet, 4 feet above the ground. They could have, and it looks like it's either brick or cement, they could have hidden behind the brick or cement and maybe shot through the windows at the shooter just to distract him. It doesn't make sense what they did. Look, I'm a big supporter of police, but what happened there, man, I don't know. It's just not acceptable. With those kids being shot. And if you simply Google Earth and look at the school, they could have just popped up, shot through the windows just to distract the guy, and then ducked down again.
Right. No, I agree with you 100%, David. And, you know, we'll do one more segment on this after the break. I'm Toby Leary, sitting in for the Grace Curley Show. We'll be right back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I'm your guest host, Toby Leary, sitting in for Grace, who's taking a couple days off. So you got me today and tomorrow. So write it on your calendar, set your alarm clocks for the crack of noon, and you'll hear my raspy voice. Unfortunately, I do not have the voice of an angel like Grace Curley does. But anyway, we're glad you're here with us. And if you want to be a part of the show, call 844-500-4242. And John, you've been on hold for a while, so go ahead, John.
Hey, I'm looking into, I'm imagining you get the play around with a lot of the new pistols, and I'm looking into some Micro 9s, and I'm tossed up between the SIG 365.
Okay, yeah.
I'm sorry. And the Smith & Wesson Shield Plus.
Mm-hmm.
The SIGs, I'm a fan of SIGs. The SIG's a little bit smaller, it seems. But I'm hearing that the SIG is, or the Smith is a better shooter. I'm not sure what your experience may have been.
Yeah, I've shot them both. I've done a, you know, side-by-side comparison on both of them. And I feel they're equally as good guns. Like, there's no, you're not, like, harming yourself if you get one over the other. The SIG is what I carry now. It came out before the Shield Plus did. The Shield Plus is what the Shield should have come out in the first place, but no one could really see that the subcompact 10 or 12 round gun, depending on what state you live in, would be so popular at the time. And, you know, but they finally got there. And I would say go with whatever fits your hand best. What state do you live in, John?
Maine.
Maine. Okay, so you at least have the luxury of buying whichever 365 you want. Here in Massachusetts, we're stuck with a thumb safety version. So I was going to say, if you wanted a gun without a thumb safety, you could. The Shield Plus would be your only option in Massachusetts. But where you can get either one, I would definitely look at both and just feel it and see which one fits your hand best. Because really, that's what it comes down to. It's like trying on a pair of shoes. So. Thanks for the call, John. And we also have another John who's been on hold for a while. So go ahead, John. You're next on the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, Toby. Can you hear me?
Yes.
yeah, I moved from Massachusetts to Maine a few years ago. And
Don't rub it in.
I had a valid LTC down in Mass. Mm-hmm. I'd like to be able to keep it. I'm not sure about the procedure about going through being able to maintain that.
Yeah, so what you're going to have to do you still have the property in Massachusetts?
No, I don't. Okay. I sold.
Okay, so you're going to have to get a non-resident license to carry, which means you got to appear in person at the Department of Public Safety in Chelsea. So where are you bulletproof at? No, I'm just kidding. Go to the Department of Public Safety in Chelsea, and it's now good for 5 or 6 years, depending on when your birthday lands. But it used to be you had to go every year. So now it's like a regular resident license to carry, in that it expires every 5 or 6 years. And if you do get a non-resident license to carry, know that you have to bring your own gun and ammunition. It doesn't enable you to purchase anything in this state. So unfortunately, but yeah, that's how you do it. So you can find the application online as also. And since you've had your license to carry before in the state, you may or may not need to produce your certificate that you took the class, but I would definitely suggest you bring it with you if you still have it. So great question, John. And let's go back to the phones. We got Don, who's been on for a while. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, Toby, it's Don in Stoughton, your emailer.
Hey, all right. Finally good to talk to you, Don.
Well, I always bring a smile to people's faces, sometimes when I call in, sometimes when I hang up. But the Uvalde shooting there, that was a disgrace. You know, Toby, even if the police just rattled the doorknob, it would have scared the kid so that he would have paid all attention on the door.
Right.
How about if somebody went outside and looked through the window from the outside? That would have been another disturbing effect upon him, and he would have quieted what he was doing. He wouldn't have been shooting anybody.
Right.
So, I mean, you and I both know, Toby, the building that you're in, if somebody came in and fired off a round, you would sit there quietly waiting to see what they were going to do next. You wouldn't start shooting and give yourself away. And for what the cops were doing, Toby, it disgusted me as an American citizen.
Yeah, and you know what? Thank you very much for the call, Don. And the fact of the matter is they had two active shooting active shooter training classes, if you will, at that school in the past year. And it was kind of like, when I'm looking at this video, I'm saying to myself, like, at what point in the training that you had in the last year, the two times you did this active shooter threat training, did they say, and here's the part where you stack up in the hallway and wait 75 minutes. I don't know. I've taught active shooter training, and I don't know that part of the training. I honestly don't. And, you know, you're right about distracting. And like the earlier caller, smash the window. You can come at them from multiple angles, you know. And the sad thing is, we're sitting here trying to pick apart a failed response, and children died in the process. On good news, we had a situation happen in Indiana last week, over the weekend at Greenwood Park Mall, and an armed citizen was able to stop an active shooter dead in his tracks. He killed him dead as a doornail, and he was able to shoot a few people, but no other person died in that. And so, you know, here's another story where somebody was, you know, going to make the next headline and probably wanted to outdo the last public shooter and thought he'd get his day of infamy. And a good citizen was there with a concealed carry weapon. If this isn't the perfect argument for arming or allowing teachers who wish to be armed, I'm not saying arming teachers, but I'm saying allow teachers who wish to be armed, or janitors, or, you know, gym teachers or principals or secretaries, anyone who works in the school who wishes to keep and bear arms like they do in the private sector jobs that they go to when they go to the office or they go to the shop or they go to the, you know, wherever it is they work, they're legally able to carry a gun to defend themselves or others in that space. And why is it that schools are different? It goes back to a narrative that I've been talking about a lot in the past couple of weeks, that there's two fundamental points. One is that guns bad and the mere presence of them cause people to do things that they shouldn't do. The other one is guns are good and a tool and can be used in a way that would prevent bad people or evil people from doing bad and evil things. That's the side of the argument I come down on. And here's a perfect example why. When you look at this, I'm going to read real quick. And guys, hold on if you're on the line. I'm going to get to you. But hero with a gun, Indiana. At least four people, including the shooter, are dead and others injured following a shooting at a shopping mall in the suburbs of Indianapolis. According to local reports, Greenwood Chief James Eisen said a good Samaritan with a handgun at the scene killed the shooter. He said two others were wounded and are being treated in the area hospitals. So yes, the shooter was able to kill a few people and this person stepped up and put him down. That's what we need, unfortunately, in this day and age. Let's see if we can sneak in one more call here. Jeff, you're next on the Grace Curley Show.
Toby, how are you? I'll make it quick. Okay. Hey, I'm a 28-year Lieutenant Colonel Army vet, mm-hmm. Okay?
Yep.
Airborne Ranger. I've done a lot of urban assaults. When you hear a shot, I don't care if you're law enforcement, I don't care where you are, you hear a shot, you hit the deck, and your belly, if you're trying to get at the person, you belly crawl, commando crawl to the sound of the shot, okay? Because when that door opens, they're looking at your torso. They're not looking at someone crawling on the floor,
mm-hmm.
Okay? There's a million things that went wrong, but listen, the old cliche, you know, when you go to see who's training the kids that are playing sports, it's Bob's uncle, Jimmy's father, people that never played the sport are training these kids. It almost makes me feel the same way when you see these out in the sticks law enforcement that just absolutely screw up. Who the heck wrote the manifesto for the training of these cops? That's the person we want to speak to, because he's an absolute imbecile if he trained these cops to do what they did. Because you know as well as I do, everything they did was wrong.
Right. I think, and this is just a hunch, that there was a lot of cops on the ground that day that wanted to go in and do the right thing and were ordered to stand down. And I don't know how you can do that at that point. Like, I honestly don't know how you can hear gunfire and know that children are being shot, how you can stand, you know, sit there and stand down and just, I mean, I don't understand that. But yes, you're right. The people that gave those stand down orders, that prevented them from going in and doing their job are the ones that are should be responsible for, you know, in my opinion, for the failed response. And what that looks like, I don't know. That's above my pay grade. But anyway, and Pat, you're next on the Grace Curley Show.
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Toby.
My pleasure.
I don't know a lot about guns. And I, you know, when I heard what kind of gun was used in the school shooting, I said, you know, it decapitated the children. I said, what would you use that gun for? You know, why would somebody want to buy that gun? A normal person.
Yeah, no, that's a question that is a lot of people are asking. And one thing I would, how much time we got, Jared? Okay, so I'm going to dive right into this. The AR-15 is a gun that is an extremely versatile rifle that is used for everything, believe it or not, I know you don't hear this often, for hunting, self-defense, and sporting purposes every day in this country. But the real reason we have firearms in this country has nothing to do with hunting, has nothing to do with even, you know, sporting purposes or, you know, for collecting purposes, nothing to do with that. The reason we have the right to keep and bear arms is because our government recognized the inherent God-given right to self-preservation. And we had just kicked a tyrannical government that was depriving the people of every basic human right. We kicked them out of our country and sent them across the pond. Remember, Massachusetts is where the shot heard around the world started. And guess what was happening that day? The tyrants were coming to the patriots to take their guns away. And they said, no, we're not giving up our arms. And so that is the reason. And that's the part that the media never wants to talk about or the politicians never want to talk about. Nobody needs 30 rounds. Nobody needs an AR-15. Nobody needs, you know, these weapons of war, and they have no place on our streets. Well, I tell you one thing. Criminals don't obey laws. And I, for one, want every tactical advantage I could possibly have over anyone who is evil and or, you know, mentally deranged and wants to do me or my family harm. And more importantly, like our founders so recognized, is that the only thing that keeps tyranny in check is when the people are armed and say, not so fast. You look at what happened in the rest of the world as far as COVID response. In China, they were nailing doors shut. People were starving to death in their, you know, apartments. In Australia, you were sent to concentration camps. Call it what you want, okay, COVID camps. But you were sent to these internment camps against your will, and if you got off the porch, you were going to be fined $5,000. It was unbelievable. You see the videos surface. You don't believe me, look at it. That didn't happen in America, thankfully. And a good reason is because the American people are armed. We have 100 million people in this country that are armed. So anyway, we'll talk about that more because there was another person who wanted to know why the assault weapon. But we'll be back after this. You're listening to The Grace Curley Show.
The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. We still get asked all the time, does it really work? And the answer is yes. The 3-Pack, it's a great value. And the top three uses for the air purifier are odors. And that could be pet, tobacco, musty basement smells. Number two, the Thunderstorm air purifier can also relieve allergies and sinus problems caused by pollen and air pollution. And allergies are crazy right now. That's my favorite use for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, as I have one, is for my allergies. And number three, the safe ozone technology destroys up to 99.9% of air pollutants. If you're a value shopper like Howie, like Grace, like me, Officer Mark, Paul Rizzo, Dr. Matt, the list is endless. If you value that, then get your Eden Pure air purifier today. There's no filters to replace. It doesn't take up space. You just plug it in and turn it on, and it starts purifying the air right away. And you can get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com. Put in code word GRACE3. That's GRACE and the number 3. And that's EdenPureDeals.com. code word GRACE3. And the best part, the shipping is free.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. She's a master thespian, trained in the art of performance.
These pretzels are making me thirsty!
This is The Grace Curley Show.
And welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. I'm your guest host, Toby Leary. And I want to thank Pat for asking that question. Before the break, you know, so many people do see that as the as the crux of the matter here. Like, why does anybody need such and such and fill in the blank? But you're forgetting the original intent. And I want to bring you back to the original intent. I have a quote here that speaks to this very well. It says, "The laws that forbid the carrying of arms are laws of such a nature. They disarm only those who are neither inclined nor determined to commit crimes. Such laws make things worse for the assaulted and better for the assailants. They serve rather to encourage than to prevent homicides, for an unarmed man may be attacked with greater confidence than an armed man." That's Thomas Jefferson, commonplace book, quoting 18th century criminologist Caesar Beccaria, 1774 to 1776. And George Washington also said it best, "A free people ought not only to be armed, but disciplined." In other words, not only have the gun, but be trained in the use thereof. And these quotes go on and on and on. There's if you ever want to see if the founders ever had a question mark in their mind about whether the ordinary people and citizens should have a right to keep and bear arms, just go back and look at what they said around the time of the, you know, the Constitution. And it leaves no doubt whatsoever that they absolutely believed in your individual right to keep and bear arms. And there's no advantage for the people to keep and bear arms that are only fit for hunting or sporting or fowling or collecting, to hold a tyrannical government in check. That doesn't work. It only works if you can meet or exceed or at least match what the government has in order to keep them in check. And then you have true tyrants say things like, "Come on, man, you don't have an AR. You don't have your AR-15. You don't have a F-15 or a nuclear weapon." Like, that's what our government has said. Even Eric Swalwell said something to the effect of nuclear weapons to combat the government. So in other words, what they're basically saying is that the government is willing to use tactical nukes against its own people, if I can read between the lines there, which is crazy. But, you know, that was a good solid hour so far on guns and gun control. But we got more to come. Second hour is upon us. You want to stay tuned for The Grace Curley Show. I'm Toby Leary.